As the beat goes on, a little girl, not even 4 years of age, was beckoned to the backyard's dirt-made stage, and with hardly any instructions, she knew just what to do. Learned her skills before she was two. The beat dropped, and so did she. And sadly, I began wondering, when did it become appropriate for little girls to spread their legs wide, bend over and swing their twat from side to side? When did it become a source of pride for the family, for their three-year-old to make her booty clap like a top dancer from Miami, to simulate the same sex moves women use with their men in the bedroom? I hate to admit that this is commonplace, the rapid degeneration of values in our race, because no one cares to look at the big picture. These little girls are just having fun, remember? Well, how about a little sex then? They might just have fun with that if they're trained how to do it every time the beat drops, while I keep my high hopes that this madness will stop, because there's nothing I can physically do to fix this. Hopeless, I sit with a plastered look of fright, because even if I could intervene without engaging in a fight, I can't change her past 3 years in one night, and I didn't pop her out, so really, I have no right to dictate how she's raised or what she does to get her praise from mommy and grandma on the sideline giving pointers, and every time someone slaps her butt, she dances that much harder. Gotta keep up, gotta keep up. Can't let this asthma get the best of her tiny lungs. She gotta keep it up to the end of the song.
Look some butter tan wings and fries. Look some butter tan wings and fries.
When a three-year-old's favorite song is Fuck Something for the 10 Wings and Fries, that should lead someone to open their blinded eyes. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? Three-year-olds shouldn't be dancing like hoes, and neither should little girls at 5, 8, or 12 barely even recognize their true selves, but can pop, lock, and drop it with the best of them. Ain't she cute? She dance better than the rest of them, and nobody better even think to question them. If only this was just a test to them from the American Pedophiliac Broadcasting System, checking to see which man's staring too hard, enjoying the show too much, tempted to touch, tempted to touch, because sadly, he's aroused by what he sees, confused by the moves because she's only three. But then again, how young is three, really? Does anyone at all feel guilty? Would it be a surprise when raped at age 5 by the same neighbor who couldn't get that image to leave his lurking eyes? The Pied Piper, who can't quite decipher a grown woman from a child. Just turn that bass up so she can dance for a little while longer. Legs getting stronger, hips getting stronger, so she can easily push out that newborn baby at 13. Are you surprised by this scene? Don't be. Just retrieve the remote and rewind to chapter 3. Instant replay this movie, then the screenplay will make sense. Or nonsense, because that's what it is when we condone these kind of acts for our kids. When we can no longer find inconsistencies in this kind of storyline, like our one-track minds are frozen in time and the only priority is having fun now, while no one's considered later repercussions for that child. And when asked what's wrong with this picture, nobody's too sure what the question even was, because the beat goes on, the bass is too strong, so loud, the ringing in the ears don't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Don't stop, get it, don't stop, get it. What's wrong with this picture is that some people will just never truly get it.